topic today is about rest. So the topic, we have been already for 3 weeks, talk about the calls, the R calls, which talk about the all the calls that we put in the letter R. I'll give them a list at the end. The call to remember. The Ten Commandments, it is a call to remember. Many people think that the only commandment that we're supposed to remember is the fourth, which is the one that nobody remembers. Or if they remember, they apply to a different day of the week. There are some countries that have a Muslim influence, and they already change even the way they name the days. They make Friday as the seventh day. You check in Swahili, you'll see. And if you see all the countries that Sunday is basically, they call the weekend. And that involves us here in the United States. We transfer the seventh day into the number six and put Sunday as the first. And there are a lot of people that are doing this all around the world. In some languages, they change everything to make sure that you forget which one is the seventh. I like in Portuguese, because in Portuguese, every day has a number, except the one that the Roman Church makes sure that we get a little bit confused. Sunday, they did not put the first day. They decide to call it Sunday, or in Latin, the Lord's Day, which is the word Domingo means, the Lord's Day. But then the second day, they call second day. Third day, we call third day. Fourth day, we call fourth. And so when a Portuguese-speaking person listened some fancy way to say that a Sunday is the seventh day, we tell them, okay, which one is the day before the Sabbath? Oh, the sixth day. Ah, I never thought about it. It's right there. And it's the same thing with most of the truth in the Bible. It's so obvious, but sometimes people have brainwashed themselves to a point that they deny what we can clearly know. And that's why we call the call to remember. Call to remember, all 10 commandments are being asked for us to remember. The 10 commandments. We must remember that God is the only one. We cannot forget that God is the only God. We cannot have any other idols or gods before Him. We should not try to create a God. Do you see how foolishness is that we think that we are so smart that we go and create something that is worthless and tell that that thing is superior than what you did? Let me say this to you. If you call yourself a Christian, but you refuse to listen to Christ, take a look at this commandment. Because if you're using the name God in vain, when you call yourself a Christian, but you're more concerned about what men, traditions of men, than the Word of God, be careful. And of course, the one that says, remember to keep the Sabbath holy. We will discuss today more about this fourth commandment, a call to remember. The number of five, honor your father and your mother. In other words, respect your father and your mother. You shall not murder, respect life. You shall not commit adultery, respect your marriage, your relationships. You shall not steal, respect somebody else's property. You shall not bear false witness, respect the truth. And of course, respect other people's rights. Do not covet what doesn't belong to you. And this is the call to remember. It is important for us to remember the Ten Commandments. I'm not going to ask, but I feel inclined to. Have you already memorized the Ten Commandments? Memorization is one step, but be careful because sometimes we memorize something but do not understand what we memorize. It's important for us to have a complete understanding of what each one means. Reason. That is the most important aspect of God's commandment. Without reason, none of them have any meaning to you. What makes the Word of God so unique to us is that we have the ability to listen and to reason. And that's why. And then, of course, when we reason, then we realize the basic necessity that we all have is relationship. Relationship with God and relationship with other humans and with all creation. Believe me, we are not called only to have relationship with God and humans. God, when created the world, asked us to have a relationship with the whole creation. And that is a relationship of respect. Revelation, through our understanding, we grasp comprehension of everything that God intends to reveal to us. That's how we know who God is, as we understand His will. Reflection, once that we understand, knowledge is not good if it's always only stored inside of us. Imagine this big box that you have in your home, and you got a little coin, a gold coin, and you put in that box. Then you get another one, and you put in that box. As long as those coins are inside the box, they have no value. Have you noticed that sometimes people understand that there are a lot of treasures out there, but because nobody knows where they are, it's worthless. Treasure is only worth when it is involved in a relationship. So when you have something, you have to reflect what you have. Because if you have only goodness inside of you and do not reflect, it's not good at all. It's important for us to reflect. Reverence. By the way, in a Seventh-day Adventist church, pastors are not reverent. Meaning, we should not be called reverent. We should show reverence only to what is from above, from God. Okay? Respect. Every single human being deserves respect. Respect is not something that you earn. It is something that you have as a birthright. Every human being are born with the right to be respected. It doesn't matter your color. It doesn't matter your age. If you have this good look shaped head, or if your head is whatever it is, it doesn't matter how you look. Every human being deserves to be respected. That doesn't mean that every human being is entitled to impose their own views in each other. That's not what I'm saying. As a human, we are respect. We have different ideas, different goals in life. That is private. But when we as a human being show disrespect to other person, it is because what you don't have. What we don't have, we don't give. But if we have, we will give. And today, rest. Those are the seven aspects of the entire Ten Commandments. Every single commandment needs reason, relationship, revelation, reflection, reverence, respect, and rest. We will mention today rest, Sabbath. Look at the word Sabbath. What do you see? Seven. The word Sabbath have a very unique construction. Only God could have done this. Nobody else. If I ask all of you here that I call yourself Seventh-day Adventist, what is the meaning of the word Sabbath? 99% of the people will say rest. But typically is to cease. Meaning is not really to say, oh, the Sabbath, it's time to take a nap. It's time to sleep the whole day. Because the Bible says the Sabbath means rest. So let me rest. Is actually the word to cease. Rest from what you did during 6 days. But doesn't mean that you spend the Sabbath doing nothing. Sabbath does not mean to do nothing. Okay, so please don't get that wrong. Now, how many A's do you find the word Sabbath in Shabbat? Two A's. is one, which one is the beginning? Remember I said this, which one is the beginning? The one in the left or the one in the right? You see in Hebrew, they read this way, which for you will be this way, okay? And we in the West, we read this way. So it doesn't matter which way you read. That combines the whole world. A is always first. And then you say, oh, but the other one is last. No, it's first because it starts this way. This is the expression that says, I have no beginning and no end. That's what it implies in Abba. The A in Abba, it means literally in Phoenician, it means ox. It's a symbol of God. In paganism, they use that as a symbol of God, but also the Jewish people adopt A in that concept, that A symbolizes God. And what happens, alphabet, every alphabet that I know, there are a few exceptions, they start with A, is the beginning of everything. Now, how many words they use to name the whole alphabet, just the first and the second, A and B. A and B is also symbol for a father. Abraham, you see in the Bible, AB is Abraham, is a father. A is the father, B is the house. So the father in the house, that's what he calls father. Now you have the B. In English we have two B's, but in original it's only one B. The reason why in English we have two B's is because to make sure that we don't get a pronunciation of V. Because the Jewish people, sometimes their sound of V and B is almost the same. It's very hard to even, you see some Hispanic speaking, sometimes they get it confused too, between the V and the B. Now, actually there is one B. That B in the middle of the Sabbath means house, tent, or sanctuary. And it can also mean temple. Now, have you get the idea already? There is God and the temple in the middle of the word Sabbath. It's a sanctuary for our Heavenly Father. And when we meet Him, it becomes a sanctuary for us. God is asking us to rest in His sanctuary. Now let's continue. In the scripture, Abba promises to provide rest to those who trust and always seek Him. You can only find rest, true rest, in Him. Now, I call this section the actions of rest. Let me tell you why. The Sabbath not only reminds us that we have enough, but that we are worth enough. Amen to that? Amen. It's not possible for you to know who really you are until you find where you came from. Humans have these three questions. Where did I come from? Who am I? And where I'm going? Without knowing Abba, it's very difficult for you to have answers for all three questions. Very difficult. It's going to be a huge task to understand that. Remember what? The rest. Sabbath. Rest on Him and also rest in Him is very important. Remember, here are the actions of a rest. To remember, to expect, to submit, and to trust. That's what a rest is all about. You must remember. You must remember what? Remember who you are, where you come from, who made you, and then expect what? Hope. You have to have faith. And then submission is very important. Many people have a hard time with the word submission, but it's impossible for you to have any relationship without submission and trust. And that's what I call the actions of rest. Sabbath rest. And on the seventh day, God ended His work which He has made. What day? I told you this story before. Before I went to take theology, I attended a Catholic college because it was the only college that in my hometown that offered math. I want to get a degree in math. I like math. I like business. So I want to get a degree and then go and do theology. And by having a degree, I would be able to be a teacher and pay for my tuition. So that was the plan. So that was the only university. So I took a test and they accepted me. And I went to this class, sociology class. The teacher, a Catholic priest. So he came to class and he taught a class and I attended the class. Very, very knowledgeable about the subject that he was teaching. Very knowledgeable. And very respected in that sense. And then when the first week, one of the days that he was supposed to teach the class, he didn't show up. And so he called everybody, told them to come to the school on the Sabbath, that he was going to teach the class on the Sabbath. So the following week, I approach him and says, priest, I don't call them father, okay? Because only one is my father. And so I call him priest. And he says, may I ask you a question? I am a Seventh-day Adventist, and I cannot attend the class on Friday night, you call Friday night, and either on the Sabbath. And immediately he told me, oh, do you know, young man, what the word Sabbath means? I say, yes, sir, I do. It can be, you can take your rest any day you can do. And I said, that's why the scripture says the seventh, very clearly. And few times, it didn't say only once. And I'm going to show you here. The seventh day. And especially in Portuguese, you have no doubt which one is the seventh day. Because in Portuguese, the seventh day is called Sábado. So there's no confusion no matter what. And the day before the Sabbath is the sixth day. So there's no way. And he said to me, oh, you're very naive, you're very young. Do you believe? And he went on saying all the things that is absurd. And I says, priest, with all due respect, professor, I don't think you know the Bible. You know a lot of philosophy, you know all the things, but I'm going to leave you know the Bible. And that was the end of our conversation. There were some young people that thought I was being disrespectful to their priest. But I made very clear that I knew the scriptures enough to know that the seventh is seven. Seven is not the first, it's not six, it's seven is seven. If you ask those three little ones that were here in front, what is the number that comes after six? I can guarantee that all three of them know the answer to that question. Don't you think so, Sister Cheryl? They all. Every one of you here knows which day comes after the six, right?
Yes.
Okay. My grandson is learning to count. And I say, and they know. They are learning. And so all of us know. And the seventh day, God ended his work. He ceased to do what he did for 6 days. And he rested again on the seventh day from all his work which he has done. This is Genesis chapter 2, verse 2 and 3. Verse 3 says this. Then God blessed, not the first, not of the sixth, not Monday, Tuesday, the seventh day. And what else he did to make sure that it was not only he blessed, but he did something else. Do you know what sanctify means? To make it holy. To set aside with a purpose to be holy. With a purpose to claim as his. Because nothing can be holy if it does not belong to God. Let me repeat. Nothing And nobody can be holy unless you belong to God. That is what sanctification means, when you surrender ownership of your life to the Divine One. That's what sanctification, holiness means. God is my Lord. I am His. That is what sanctification. So when God decided to sanctify the Sabbath, what He did? He put Himself in the middle of the word Sabbath. Literally. That's what makes the Sabbath holy. It is God's presence there. Even literally, He made this. It's not only He said, I'll make holy, but He says, I'm going to visually give you a gift. I'm going to put it before your eyes. And I feel sorry that so many pastors, Seventh-day Adventists, even theology teachers, don't see something that's so obvious right there. It's holy because God is saying, it is holy because I am there. I am here. Today is a Sabbath. I'm here. That's how He sanctified, by saying, I'm going to put my name right in the heart of it so everybody who sees knows that I am. Now wondering why everybody is trying to steal the Sabbath from God. So the world today calls, English speaking, the world today calls Saturday. Is it today Saturday? If it's not Saturday, why we keep calling Saturday? You know what happens? We take Abba out of the question. The intent is to take Abba out and put a pagan Roman idol instead. Do you know why the third commandment comes right before the Sabbath? That we should honor the name of God. And when we call the Sabbath with any other name, we break the third commandment right on the spot, because we ignore the name of God, Abba, and we put something else. It says, because in it. Do you know what the word rest means? To put yourself in a place of restness. That's what he set Himself there. He rest. He put Himself right in the middle of the Sabbath. And He says, He rests in it. From all His work which God has created and made. All very clear, brothers and sisters. What is the actions of rest? Renews our mind. Rest renews our mind and body. Elevates our spirituality. States our dependence on God. And testifies of our trust in Him. That's what rest is all about. The actions of rest. Yes, take a picture, because you won't see that any other place. Actions of rest. He renews our mind and body, elevates our spirituality, states our dependence on God. Don't you like this hymn that we use today as a praise hymn? Great is thy faithfulness. Yes. I want you to, every next time that you sing that song, think that song on the context of the Sabbath. The God who provides. Great is thy faithfulness. That's what is the calling every Sabbath. We know God will provide. Paul said this, for all who have entered into God's rest have rested from their labors, just as God did after creating the world. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 10, New Living Translation. Now the next one, it says this, let us try as hard as we can to enter God's rest, which is the Sabbath, so that no one will fail to by following the example of those who refuse to accept the Sabbath. Those who refuse to obey. Have you heard the explanation why they say that it's no longer needed to worship the Sabbath? because the Sabbath is Jewish. When God sanctified the Sabbath, there was not one single Jew in the world yet. It went more than 3,000 years before any Jew showed up. And so people that says also, all the law was only given to Moses. There was no law before. So why we are not in paradise? Adam and Eve did not commit any sin if there was no law. Paul says this clearly. Where there is no law, there is no sin. Oh, Cain, he's a good guy. He killed his brother, but there is no law. So he didn't kill anybody. He just removed his brother out of the competition. That's all he did. So Adam and Eve, when they were tempted to steal something that belongs to God, there was no stealing if there was no law. Have you noticed how evil the devil is trying to deceive the world? Saying, if you just put in your mind there is nothing wrong, then nothing is wrong. They call the Ten Commandments, they don't call the Ten Suggestions. It is not human's commandments. They are divine commandments, a reflection of God's character. So those that are follow the example of disobedience, they will try to convince them anything. And by the way, human beings are so unique. Oh yes, we are a piece of work. We are so unique. We can convince ourselves of anything we want. I have people walking around dressed like a peacock, and they may even make a little noise like a peacock because they believe they are peacocks. And I'm using this as just an example. There are people decide that they want to be something else that God did not design them to be, and they insist that that's their right. Wait for the judgment day. Hebrews 4, verse 11. Next, it says this. Who is this individual? Have you ever seen him before? Some of you talk about him every week. I'm going to give a little time for you to think. Every week you talk about this guy. You haven't got a hint yet? Something behind him may give you a hint. Saturn. Why is he invoked every week, even by some Seventh-day Adventists? Why do we give glory to somebody that never existed instead of giving glory to the living Abba? Brothers and sisters, some of you may be offended what I'm about to say. But I have to say, and I'm not going to apologize for it either. It is blasphemy for us to take Abba out of the picture and put a pagan god instead. Do you believe that Jesus Christ would be present today? He would be calling the Sabbath a day dedicated to a pagan god. Do you think that Jesus would do?
No.
Are we supposed to be Christians? Do you know what a Christian is? To be like Christ. To walk like him, to talk like him, and to inspire others just like he did. We will not make any difference in this world as long as we keep behaving just like the world. Nobody will notice that we even exist if all that we do is just to be like everybody else. We are called to be a light. Let it shine. Say it with me. Let it shine. Let your light be visible, so those that live in darkness can walk away and towards that light. I like John in chapter 1 of John when he says that Jesus is the light of the world. And we're supposed to be Christians. We're supposed to be the light of the world too. I mentioned this story before. I'm going to repeat it again. I was very young, single, looking for, like in, by nature, looking for somebody else, not a special one. And so we used to go every Sunday to downtown, and we stay against the wall like this, and here's the street, and all the girls would pass by, and we contemplate and thank God for His gracious and create such a beautiful human beings, and we kept looking, and they pass, and that we did for almost 2 hours every Sunday. That was pagan worship. So we were there, we did those things, but faithfully, by God's grace, not for personal merit, when it was 10 minutes to 7 o'clock, I'll say to my friend, I'll be right back. And I'll disappear for over an hour. Where did I go? He asked one time, where do you go? I said, to church. What? To church. Where do you go? To church. To go to church? Yes. What kind of church do you go Sunday in Brazil? All Seventh-day Adventist churches, they have a worship on Sunday evening to reach out for other people to come to the church, and also Wednesdays. And most churches also have some worship vespers on Friday, or as we say, the sixth day. Yes, brothers and sisters, we need to know this. Sabbath, Jesus said this, come to me, all who labor. I didn't finish the story, did I? And the story finished this way. Oh, I almost got there. This young man that was with me, he said, can I go to church with you? I said, yes, you can come. And he went to church with me every Sunday from that point on. And then he decided to come on the Sabbath. The first elder of the church went to say, well, welcome to our church. This is the first time. And he says, yes, this is the first time. And then says, do you like to receive Bible study? Right there, the first time he came to church, the first elder asked him to. He says, yes, I'll like to receive Bible study. And so who invites you here? Oh, Edelson did. So he says, Edelson, come here. And his name was Mauro. I remember him very well, the first elder. And said, this young man wants Bible study, and I volunteer you to give him Bible study. That was the... We gave him Bible study. All 28 believers, those days were 27. All the doctrines... He was baptized. When he was baptized, because he was Presbyterian, the Presbyterian pastor came to the church, not because he was kind of, almost like intimidated. They tried to convince him not to be baptized. He was there, and he was baptized. And he went to college to take theology. He became a pastor. He married a Seventh-day Adventist. His mother became Seventh-day Adventist. His father became Seventh-day Adventist. His siblings became Seventh-day Adventist. And he brought many, many hundreds of people to the church. And he is still a pastor in Brazil. All because I said, I want to go to church. I didn't tell him about the Sabbath. I didn't tell him about the immortality of, you know, soul stuff. All that I said is, I'm going to church. I didn't say, let's go to church. I said, I'm going to church. Brothers and sisters, just be a light. And you're going to see that your actions will speak much louder than anything else you can say. Remember the Sabbath day. To keep it holy. How do you keep the Sabbath holy? Have a perfect communion with the Abba that is there in the Sabbath. The Sabbath is holy and you become holy. When you embrace what is holy, holiness becomes part of what you are. 6 days you shall labor. By the way, it doesn't say work 1 day only. Yeah, some people work less, work here means you have 6 days to do some kind of activities, but on the Sabbath is not time to do those things. And do all your work, all the things you have to do it. I feel very sad when some people say, oh, but I forgot to fill the tank of my car. Oh, I forgot to buy groceries. I got to understand that I was so busy. And there he goes. By the way, I'm not breaking the Sabbath because it is Friday night. We tell ourselves it's not Sabbath. We tell ourselves it's Friday night. And psychologically, we deceive ourselves. No, brothers and sisters, there is no such thing as a Friday night. It is the beginning of the Sabbath. For us, there is no such thing as Friday night. We don't have Friday nights. None of us. All Abba's people do not have Friday nights. The only Friday night that you have is on Thursday night. That's really the Friday night that you have. Not the one just before the Sabbath. Before the Sabbath is Sabbath. Okay? Don't get it confused. But by the way, when I talk to other people, not because I'm a pastor, even before I became a pastor, I used to do that. I don't tell people, oh, Saturday. I tell people, Sabbath. And they look at me, and I notice sometimes they are confused. I say, the day that you call Saturday. But I don't have the right to call it Saturday. I call it Sabbath. So I tell a person, the Sabbath, huh? The day that you call Saturday. I feel very sad when I see churches advertise that says, Saturday services. We don't have Saturday service. We have Sabbath services. And eat you shall do no work, you nor your son. This is what the beauty of the commandments, especially of this one. You nor your son, Brother Jet, nor your daughter, nor your male servant. Yes, the one who is writing, what do you want for dinner, ma'am? That one too. Or somebody who is cleaning your home, it says, not your male servant. Or just in case it's a female, not your female servant. It doesn't matter what waitress it is. I heard people say, oh, pastor, I eat on the restaurant on the Sabbath, but I paid the bill before the Sabbath. Yes, I heard that. Believe me, I have heard people say that. It's not when you pay, it's when you are served. Not your cattle. Oh, even your animals should not work on the Sabbath. Nor your stranger who is within your gates. That is the part most Seventh-day Adventists don't pay attention to. When you invite somebody to your home, oh, may I turn on the TV on the football game? There is a wonderful football game. And you may say, oh, I'm going to go to another room. I'm going to let this visitor. Brothers and sisters, your house is your sanctuary. Some of you may not like what I'm about to say, but it is your sanctuary. You answer before God for what goes under your roof. That is your sanctuary. You are responsible for your home. Put some pants on and have the courage to be right. You can be right in a kind way, but you must be right. Don't compromise your faith because somebody else's customer or whatever they. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them. And he rested on the seventh day. Yes, he did. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day. And he made it. It holy. Is that clear enough? Yes. Moreover, I also gave them my Sabbaths to be a sign between them and me, By the way, do you know that in Hebrew, the word Sabbath is only three letters. I mean, three consonants. The last one, the T, actually means a mark. It's not a coincidence. It means a mark. The T means a mark. And it says, the B is a house, is a temple. And the beginning, Shin, which is the first one, is a place like a mark, like a plant, like when you plant something, like a seed. It's, when you look at the whole meaning of the Sabbath, it's a fabulous. Between them and me, it says, that they might know that I am the Lord. Some people said once, I'm not going to tell you who said this, but one person said this, if you do not understand the Sabbath, not a single commandment makes any sense to anybody. That is the place where we emphasize the relationship between us and our Creator. It says that they might know that I am the Lord who sanctifies them. The sign, Sabbath is a sign. Ezekiel 20:20 says this, and keep my Sabbath days holy, for they are a sign to remind you that I am the Lord your God. Interesting, remind says, remember the seventh day? It says, and they will be the, and keep my Sabbath days holy, for they, the Sabbath, are the sign to remind you who is your Creator, who is your God. We are almost done here. It says, keep the Sabbath day holy. Don't pursue your own interests on that day. Brothers and sisters, be careful with something called email. Be careful with things that you are using that is taking your mind away from Abba. Some people say that they are Seventh-day Adventists, but they are not keeping the Sabbath because they are text message and all those things. If you text somebody and the person is texting something that is not appropriate for the Sabbath, the devil will use any ways to distract you from the purpose of the Sabbath. Turn those things off. What is beautiful about emails is that once that the Sabbath is over, they're still going to be there. If somebody wants to call you to do some business, they will call you later. Stay away from the world. Stay close to the one who created the world. Be with Abba. Honor the Sabbath in everything you do. What? How do you supposed to honor the Sabbath? In everything you do. Don't follow your own desires or do the talking. Boys, we like sports, but not on the Sabbath. If you want to watch your game, record it. Or go to YouTube, there will be highlights. Don't take your mind away. I was, there was you know, the soccer, right? What the rest of the world call football. In Brazil, we call futebol. It is a sport that is very famous all around the world. Most people watch soccer than any other sport in the world. And there is, every 4 years, the world championship. I went to a seminar and a conference, and I left my briefcase there. I forgot. I went home. Then I went to church and said, where's my briefcase? Where's my briefcase? And I received a phone call telling me that the briefcase was in this the speaker's home with a lady, a Seventh-day Adventist lady. So after church, I went to her house to pick up my briefcase because she said that it was in her home. I came. I knocked. And I didn't hear any noise. Then I waited a little bit. And then I heard there was something going on inside. And I heard somebody say, "Shh, be quiet. Be quiet." So I said, "Oh, I heard that too." So now I did a little louder. And finally, somebody came. And when they opened the door, I said, "Oh, it's you. You wanted your briefcase, right?" And I saw, through the door, I saw a group of people there in front of the television watching the soccer game, because the country that they represent, according to their nationality, was playing. Yes, they were all supposed to be in church. I guess they were. Who am I to judge, right? Yes. Jesus Christ said, and we can be sure that we know him. Yes, we can be sure that we know him if we obey his commandments. That is the evidence that if you are a Seventh-day Adventist, if you are a Christian, you must know him. If someone claims, "I know God, of course I do," but doesn't obey God's commandment, that person is a liar and is not living the truth. Ouch. Reason, relationships, revelation, reflection, reverence, respect, and rest. Every time you read the Ten Commandments, it's because you're searching to know your beloved Heavenly Father. Think about those seven things. Every single time you approach his law, remember, I got the gift of reason. I got the gift of relationship. It is my gift to know who my God is. It is my gift to reflect who he is. It is my gift to show him reverence, respect. Yes, it is my gift to have respect to give to everyone. Yes, it is my gift to rest in the one who provides for me. God bless each one of you.